Now to Gigi in Somerville, South Carolina, listening on iHeartRadio. I guess that's the app. Gigi, you are on with Jimmy Akin. What is your question?
Hi there. I was just wondering if you all had some advice for me. I have two granddaughters, 9 and 5, and especially my 9-year-old. My daughter, who did all the religious education and was also married in the Catholic Church, has no interest whatsoever in having her daughters actually get the education and do their first Holy Communion and all the other steps.
Okay.
Just wondered if, as a grandparent, you had any ideas.
Well, I have a few. The first question I have is, have the children been baptized?
Yes.
Okay. And they're going to, I guess, public school, is that right?
They go to a non-denominational little private school.
Okay. I would talk to your daughter. Now, is your daughter, even though she's not practicing, does she still identify as a Catholic? If you said to her, are you a Catholic, she would say yes.
Yes.
Okay. In that case, one of the things I would consider doing is giving her something to help reawaken her interest in her Catholic faith. It could be anything. And you know your daughter better than I do, so, you know, you would be the best judge of what to give her. But it could be a book, it could be a DVD, it could be a rosary, it could be any number of things. But I would try to find something. And you could go to Catholic.com and look in our store for some ideas. There are other great, you know, the EWTN religious catalog. There are all kinds of great places that you could get Catholic things. And, you know, find something, maybe something that you've really enjoyed, that you think she would enjoy, and take that to her and say, honey, I just watched this or read this or have been praying this, and it's really been a blessing to me, and I think it would be for you too. So I got you this as a gift, and I hope you'll use it and see what God may do through it for you. So that's one possibility, because if you're able to reawaken her interest in the Catholic faith, it'll naturally cause other things in her life to fall in place, including seeing to her children's religious education as Catholics. If you want to talk to her directly about that subject, you can say, look, it's great that you're giving them a Christian upbringing, but they're not only Christians, they're also Catholics. That's an important part of who they are, too. And so even though they're receiving a broadly Christian education, we want to make sure that that they have the background as Catholics that they should, so that they know and appreciate and understand their faith as Catholics. And if she is willing to take them to the Catholic Church to have, you know, their CCD, their religious education fulfilled, then that's a possibility. You might volunteer. If she says, I'm just too busy or whatever, you might volunteer and say, well, I'd be happy to take them. That's a possibility as well. Also, if you know who their godparents are, you might talk to their godparents, whose job is to assist the parents in seeing to the children's religious education, and see if they might be able to play a role as well. So there are a number of options, but those are some of the ones I would start with.
Thank you so much, Gigi.